President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
I am not these bubblegum dudes you're talking to.
Pedro Fernandez.
He will be mine in round nine, and if he makes me sore, I'll cut it to four.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar sports byline studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Twitch and WBC TV. Straight up, we are often imitated but never duplicated. We've been over 38 years now on the air. Straight up, in September, we served 38 years this month. Straight up, a good long time on the radio, of course. But the bottom line is, if it wasn't for Joe Gilardi, the promoter down there in San Jose, California, of course, he was the guy that went along with my dream back in the day. I said, give me some money to go on the air and do a radio talk show. He said, what do you mean? I said, well, they don't want to let me on there. And this one station says if I give them a couple hundred bucks a week, they'll give me a show. Give you a call out anyway. How much money you need? I said, how about $4,000? He gave me $4,000. That was the start of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We're between an all-religious show and a Chinese show, or a Filipino show. So in between. And then, of course, when the all-Christian show would air after my show, my fans would call up and insult the Christian host, which was not cool. But that was back in the day. KESD, back in the 1980s. Straight up, this has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, the current version, 2023, of course, coming to you live from the Sports Byline Studios. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I'm an award-winning writer. I also won 4 Golden Glove titles in my time, so I could write, I could fight. I'm an unusual combination sitting here behind the mic. But guess what? You are even more of a, you know what's happening. You've got a better pulse on the boxing game than I do. So I offered up the toll-free at the top of each hour real quick just for you. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. That is our toll-free listening line. Of course, coming to you from the Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay, live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, and like 1,000 other internet platforms. Fights last night, fights tonight. Little death in Tijuana last night, so we'll talk about that. Of course, that was with the fights as well. So lots of things to talk about. Socrates Palmer will be here. But next up, we expect to spend some time with Sir Kenneth Rainford of the UK. Straight up, you tune to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, and I got to get rid of that line.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Are you ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/byline and use code BYLINE. That's code BYLINE, B-Y-L-I-N-E, at prizepicks.com/byline for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
What happens always happens. Bottom line is they're having some issues as far as getting Kenny together on the Skype there in the UK. His Skype's not on according to our computer, but the bottom line is he says he was waiting. At the end of the day, it's like, we just roll on. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, we don't talk about MMA much unless we talk about the worst person in the world. Of course, that is Dana White. But Luis Alberto Lopez retained the IBF 126-pound title last night, but that really wasn't the real fight going on last night. There was a couple other fights, but we'll get to that in a little bit. As far as 1 week from today's concerned, of course, we're talking about Jermell Charlo, the 154-pound Charlo, stepping up two weight classes to take on Canelo Alvarez. But in reality, he's not stepping up two weight classes. He's stepping up to what he really is. Because the bottom line is Canelo's not a 168-pounder. Canelo's a guy that turned pro at 145 pounds. Okay, he's put on some weight since then, but let's say he's got a 160-pound body. 168 pounds was just a cushion, I think, for Canelo. 175 was just it was available at that point in time from the 175-pound title, of course, because Sergey Kovalev had been dented by Andre Ward. And, of course, when he stepped up to 175 the other time, he got gangster slapped by Dmitry Bivol. Speaking of Bivol, Bivol and Artur Bedivev really should do this thing at 175. They are the two best at 175, and that's really what I like to see. Of course, the Bedivev, the current WBC champion, has some injury issues. Have we got anybody lined up yet? No, we're just rolling back and forth here. This is what happens when you rely on 21st century technology. You say, oh, it's not going to work. So, because you talk to the person like 3 minutes before, you say, you're ready. Oh, yeah, we're ready. And then you call them up and spit doesn't happen. When I say spit on the show, I mean spit with an H. Of course, last night, Ramon Cardenas was probably the most impressive fighter on the card. 23-1 now, 12 KOs, a KO and 2 of Rafael Pedroza. Pedroza came in at 15-0 with 11 KOs. But guess what? Sometimes the record doesn't matter because, you know, you bop, boom, you get knocked out like with that left hook. That left hook dropped him, and I think that was in the second round. Of course, the fight was stopped in the second round. But at the end of the day, one guy was head and shoulders above the other, and good Lord, man, I'd like to see this guy Cardenas fight a lot more. You know, there's not too many guys you want to see fight at that less than 126 pounds because they don't have power in their punches, and they're slinging 8-ounce gloves and this and that, and I just don't think it's conducive to exciting boxing. It's just not. I mean, but on occasion, we have guys that can punch, you know, and of course, this kid can punch a little bit, and at the end of the day, of course, Cardenas walks away with a 23-1 record, now 12 KOs. KO number 12. Also on the card, the future of boxing. Is he the future of boxing? Of course, Don King wanted him, but ended up with Bob Arum. Bob Arum, of course. Don King thought that maybe if I signed, whoa, look at that knockdown blow there. That is the end of the fight. Of course, Pedroza and Cardenas were showing that on WBC TV. But Don King went after Xavier Zayas, and of course, he didn't get him. Bob Arum ended up getting him at the age of 16. Bob Arum signed him like 16 years old. I've never heard of a guy getting signed a contract with 16 years old, but he signed a 16-year-old contract. Of course, he's been unbeaten. A couple fights, he hasn't been all that impressive. But then again, he's a prospect. He's something in the work. Of course, Roberto Valenzuela was all bloodied up last night trying to play the tough guy, but he was bleeding like a pig and a stuck pig. And when you bleed like that, eventually the referee is going to stop the fight. And, you know, came time to fight should be stopped. At the end of the day, of course, one fighter was head and shoulders, I thought, above the other. I didn't think that other outside of bleeding, he didn't do a whole lot, Mr. Roberto Valenzuela. Then again, Zayas, is he special? We'll talk with the boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer, in a couple of minutes. We'll get him on the air. But the bottom line is Kenny Rainford looks like a bust for today. That's a bit of a drag because Sir Kenneth Rainford had all kinds of boxing news from the UK and Europe, this and that, and we're not going to get it, so I'm a little upset about that. But the bottom line is, of course, Tyson Fury is not going to do anything outside of fight this MMA guy. It costs about Francis Ngannou, October the 30th. That goes down, of course. Tyson Fury is being, how can I put this? He's playing part of the game. He's got to play a part of the game here. It's like a wrestling promotion. You know, he's like the good guy, semi the bad guy. The other guy's sort of like the unknown commodity and this and that. And, of course, Mike Tyson being in Francis Ngannou's corner. And they tell me that Mike Tyson's just cutting promos for him. He's not training him, per se. He's cutting promos. In other words, he's doing the publicity. He got $5 million to do the publicity and to say he's training this guy. But actually, he's not training Francis Ngannou. In fact, you know, I don't think you would have to train Ngannou too much because he can stand up and he can punch. And that's really all you've got to do. I mean, he's fighting Tyson Fury. Fury's like 4 inches bigger than him. He's got to punch his way through Tyson's guard. And Tyson's guard, of course, sometimes is there, sometimes isn't. He was dropped, I think, two or three times by Deontay Wilder. And they're different punches, though. Wilder's punches travel a long ways. They're long right hands, okay? They travel a long ways. And when they connect, usually it's lights out. That's why he's must-watch TV. Ngannou, he throws shots from a shorter distance, maybe a 10 to an 18-inch punch. And he'll throw that. If he can get that on Tyson Fury's chin, I think he can finish Tyson Fury. I know that sounds crazy. That sounds like, man, what are you trying to do? Build up the circus? No, I just think anybody's human. And when I look at Tyson Fury right now, the fact he's fat as a pig, I mean, I saw that. When I saw that girth around his waist and that, I said to myself, good Lord, man, he's pregnant again. You know what I mean? Almost. He hasn't taken care of business. In fact, you know, let's be honest. Heavyweight champion of the world that he is, won't defend against Oleg Usyk, but evidently that fight is signed for after this one. Because even if Tyson Fury gets knocked out, his title won't be on the line, which is a crock of spit, spit with an H. Because in the old school of boxing, if the heavyweight champion of the world, anytime he steps into the ring, the title is on the line. Okay, that's the way it's always been. I don't know how the WBC, Mauricio, explained this one to me. I don't know how the WBC is going to come up if this guy gets knocked out and still say he's the heavyweight champion of the world. I mean, I just don't see it. I really don't. Because this will be a boxing match. This will not be an MMA fight. This is a boxing match. Okay? It's a boxing match. If he gets knocked out in a boxing match, he should no longer be the world heavyweight champion. I talk about Tyson Fury. As far as Oleg Usyk's concerned, you know, his value drops so, I mean, if he was worth 10 cents before the Danny Dubois fight, he's probably worth about 2 points, maybe 2.5, 3 cents now. I mean, his stock value drops so greatly because he dogged it. I mean, he threw on the area. He's throwing that Academy Award act, got hit on the belt line. Let me tell you this. You get hit on the belt line, and the belt line is supposedly your belly button. I don't want to get ugly here as far as nudity is concerned, but the belly button. Some guys got high belly buttons. Some guys got low belly buttons. But the belly button is considered the cutoff point between a low blow and a regular blow. But belt line blows happen. And plus the fact that Usyk was wearing the cup high. And once Luis Pabon said, oh, it's a low blow. Wait. Usyk said, no, let me go into my acting mode here. Let me do my Academy Award type of thing here, straight up. Oh, I'm hurt. It's low. Anyway, so Pabon lets him roll around for a few minutes, do his thing on the ground. You know, he gets up and then he tells Pabon, yeah, I'm ready to go. He goes, no, Pabon says, I'm ready. You're ready. No, Pabon says, no, take some more time. Say what? Take some more time? Where did that come from? What rule is that in the school of in the book of referees? I have never seen that in all the years I've been watching fights. I mean, I've never seen a referee say, "Oh, just take some more time. Just take a few more minutes. It's okay. You get up to 10 minutes. Take a few more minutes." You know, Luis Bone should be arrested for impersonating a professional referee that night. I thought his integrity is out the window. I'm not trying to say he's a fix. It was not a type of fixer like that. It was just a bad decision by his part. Much like the Tony Weeks fight with Raleigh Romero about a month ago when he stopped that fight. The other guy was just kicking Raleigh's ass, and Raleigh came back and landed a couple of punches, and it was over. Tony Weeks just stopped it. And, of course, we haven't seen much of Tony Weeks since then, have we? Maybe we shouldn't see Tony Weeks for a long time. Or maybe they should put him on when a referee like does a bad job or a judge does a bad job, they should put him on notice. Back in the days when Las Vegas had horrible judging, like by Dalby Shirley and Dave Moretti and this thing, Dave Moretti is still getting gigs up to 2022 and 23. Okay? But Dalby Shirley, they finally ran him out of all the bad decisions he did. Dalby Shirley, Goody Espadas, and Eric Morales. He did all kinds of horrible. Vito Artifermo and Marvin Hagler. That's the only one he would ever cop to. That's the only one Dalby Shirley, and he's still alive down there in Vegas, but that's the only one he ever copped to. But it just, I mean, boxing in Las Vegas got to be, there was always these split decisions. There was always some guy that was on the out. And Mark Ratner, the head of the Nevada Commission at that point in time, used to tell me, "Listen, man, you're making too much noise about this one judge being off. As long as the right guy won." No. This right, because a good amount of the time, if somebody else made a mistake, and this guy's making mistakes all the time, that means the fight's going to flip the other way via a split decision. So what I'm trying to tell you is that bad judging is horrendous in boxing, and it's really not that tough. I mean, you know, you look at a fight, they're supposed to break it down like clean punches, you know, client landing clean punches, ring generalship defense, and things like that. But, and, you know, at the end of the day, it's clean punches. It's who lands the clean punches for the better part of three rounds, the more clean, effective punches, okay? And it's not that tough. I mean, I think Larry Merchant said it. If you want to know who really won a close fight, ask a 10-year-old kid. That's all you got to do, because boxing is not that difficult. So I really don't understand the debates that people go into regarding these decisions, like Marvin Hagler and Ray Leonard. We got to say, there's no controversy there. I was there. I thought Ray won four of the first five rounds. And if you have to give him the fifth round, he's gone five rounds. He only needs to run seven rounds and win that score 115, 113, or 7-5 rounds as one judge had it. Of course, that one judge had it 118, 110. I don't know what he was smoking. But the bottom line is the guy that was off that night, Lou DiFilippo, was a great guy, a judge and a referee down in L.A., and he and I argued all over the world regarding that score. Marvin Hagler and I argued all over the world, but Hagler and I, when we argued about that score, I had to watch it with Marvin. I mean, I didn't snap at Marvin. I didn't say, you know, he wasn't one of those guys. I wasn't afraid of anybody in boxing, but I took considerable care around Marvin Hagler because I was afraid he would smack me. That's what I'm saying. Let's go to a break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, I think we debated in Mexico City, in Malaga, Spain, in Italy, and we did something in Boston. He was just a great guy to be around and didn't talk too much, but when he talked, people listened. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline and WBC TV. I know a place where people rang true.
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
And I just wanted to be respected for my era, to be mentioned in the name of Ray Robinson and Marvin Hagler and Ray Leonard, and to be mentioned in the top four and the top five. Wherever you put me at, wherever history put me at, I am grateful and humble to be there.
The Executioner, Bernard Hopkins, and I, probably about 7 or 8 years ago, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. We take it to the Bronx and bring in, of course, the Bronx Bomber, boxing's PAC, Mr. Socrates Palmiser. And I'll brush by with the how are the family type of things. What's on your mind?
How's it going, Pedro? What's on my mind is how can Frank Martin turn down $1 million payday against Shakur Stevenson? How can someone explain this to me like a three-year-old, to quote Denzel in the movie Philadelphia? Frank Martin, who's 28 years old, has never fought for anything close to $1 million, turns down the chance to not only fight for the biggest purse, but to fight the guy who's considered maybe the best lightweight in the division. How do you justify that?
Well, maybe with what you said there, that just calling him the best in the division, maybe he got cold feet.
Cold feet? I think he probably should hang him up. I mean, it's a trend now, right? It's like people want to get to the number one ranking and just kind of like squat down on it, wait their turn, and kind of fight for like a vacant title, maybe hope that whoever's the champ moves up in weight. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Are you describing Floyd? Wait, time out. I hate to interrupt you, sir, but are you describing Floyd Mayweather?
Unfortunately, these are the children of Floyd. Yeah. Floyd's legacy is the fact that the best fights were not made at the right time. Just point blank. I mean, you know, obviously you have to be a fool not to acknowledge his success. You know, the money he made, the brand that he created, that's all fine and dandy. But when the true essence of the sport, you know, he cheated the boxing fan more times than not.
You know, Mike Tyson lit into him this week. He said, you know, the guy can't even take his kids to school. There was a picture of Floyd Mayweather in Las Vegas with five big fat bodyguards around him. Like, it must have been like 2,000 pounds around him, I kid you not. But here he is, like 140 pounds in the middle of the circle. I mean, I didn't have to do that with Ali. It was just me and Ali. You hear what I'm trying to say?
The most recognizable man on the face of the planet, outside of Jesus Christ, was Muhammad Ali at one point, right? And he walked among, he was a man of the people. He was literally the people's champion. There's countless of videos of him with kids, visiting poor people, just a true ambassador to the sport and an ambassador of the world. And like you said, Floyd Mayweather doesn't go to the bathroom without two or three bodyguards. Yeah, I think Mike referred to him as a scared little man.
Yeah, good. I told you Ali picked my wallet there in Macau. We were in that hospital, that convent. He says, how much money do you have? I opened up my wallet. It was like $400, and he took all $400 out. He goes, I'll give it back. Like Jerry, like the Jetsons, the beginning of that cartoon series. And, of course, he gave it to the nun. He gave her $1,200, and she started crying. And I'm like tripping. Why is this lady crying for $1,200, right? She goes, this will feed the kids with, and the man, and they're old men, they're living there too, in this convent. They'll feed them with meat for a year. And, like, I was, like, blown away by it. Of course, got in the van a little bit and cried on the way back. And that's when Ali told me, he came back, he saw me crying. He said, what's the matter with you, man? I want to slap me. I think, hold on. And he goes, what's the matter with you? I said, well, you know, those kids, I got a kid on me. He goes, man, be glad. Those kids are going to eat for a year. They're going to eat meat for a year. Besides, you can't save every puppy in the pound.
That is very true. Very, very true.
At the end of the day, I see the homeless people are in the city by the bay. Of course, you try to feed the homeless there and there. If you fed the homeless, you could spend 19 lifetimes trying to feed the homeless people who are in the San Francisco. There's so many of them. Is it the same way in New York?
Yeah. The homeless situation here in New York City is worse than I think it's ever been. And it's getting worse and worse by the day. You know, we are receiving migrants by the busload. There's not enough room to put them in. Believe me, I work in this field, and it's a sad state that we're in.
Well, there's something's a federal judge in San Francisco that said that has basically outlawed the SFPD going after the homeless encampments and closing them down at all. So evidently that's going to go before the United States Supreme Court. Another day, another subject for another day. Ramon Cardenas, wow, pretty good last night, huh?
Yeah, he pulled up somewhat of an upset with a TKO win against Rafael Pedraza on Showbox. And exciting fighter. I don't think anybody saw that coming, that type of easy win.
I didn't think it was that much of an upset, though. It was an upset on paper, but 15 and zip. I looked at who Pedraza fought. He fought a lot of guys like you and me.
You know, he did fight. It seems like he fought a lot of stiffs, and eventually that stuff, it gets you exposed. And Cardenas was able to pull the curtain back on a fraudulent undefeated record.
You must be tested at one point in time. I mean, you have to be. You're sort of like, you just have to. I mean, you have to be forged. And if you haven't got it, you haven't got it. That's what I'm trying to say. A lot of times I see these guys, and you and I have talked about this, with guys not having the, I don't want to say it's desperation, but you've got to have this mindset that I've got to destroy, I've got to win, I've got to throw punches until I can't throw punches anymore. And then you see guys go out and give pedestrian performances, which are like mind-boggling.
You know, when you're undefeated and you don't know what it is to lose, and I think that's very important. You have to, how can I put it? It's like, you take it from me, you know? Take it from me. Make me submit myself to you, you know, and I don't want to look in the mirror, you know, 10 minutes after the fight when I'm in the locker room and say, what could have done more? You know, did I leave it all in the ring that night? And like you said, some guys just lack the fire in the belly, and some guys are kind of complacent to go the distance, you know, and hey, you know, just a loss.
Was that Joette Gonzalez fight as long as the scores indicated, 117, 111, 116, 112, 118, 110?
Yeah, I mean, it was a lot of ESPN, the TV analyst, Mark Kriegel, actually had Joette Gonzalez winning the fight, but I didn't see that at all. Joette Gonzalez is the consummate bridesmaid, unfortunately, of the featherweight division. I mean, he's had his opportunities, and his losses have all been to the upper echelons guys, and nothing, you know, hang your head down on. He lost to Shakur Stevenson, Emmanuel Navarrete, Isaac Dogbe, and now Luis Alberto Lopez, who made a successful title defense. Not the greatest performance. I think Joette Gonzalez was game, but you know, I think he's gotten old overnight. Okay. His face was hammered.
What about Jermaine Ortiz now? 17-1-1. Of course, he had a fight with Antonio Moran. Now he's 26-1, 29-6-1 with 20 KOs. Is he a real good prospect?
I think so. I mean, he's a fighter that, you know, his one loss was to Lomachenko, and he gave Loma And he gave Loma all you can handle.
So speaking of Loma, what's he doing next?
Who knows? Apparently, he avoided Shakur Stevenson. Sorry, I got an intruder in the studio.
Why don't you put him up in your lap there, and then we'll.
He's a moody.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is what happens when you do live TV. The kids walk in there and walk right in on you. Anyway, let's bypass
security. I'm sorry.
That's okay. We'll go back. We'll come back at 37 minutes past the hour. Go take care of the kid. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, coming up 1 week from today, of course, Canelo Alvarez, the pound-for-pound king, or is he really the pound-for-pound king? He really isn't, of course. I think he's sort of like long in the tooth now, taking on Jermell Charlo, the 154-pound Charlo, who had a title at 154, who was recognized as the 154-pound champion. He lost one fight, came back and won that fight in a stoppage, but straight up, he's moving up two weight classes, but he's not really moving up two weight classes. I think he's fighting a guy that he's either bigger than or equal to. I'm talking about Canelo Alvarez. Alvarez turned pro at 146 pounds. I'm trying to say you can put on 15 pounds over the years, but to go up to 168 is a bit of a stretch. And I don't think he's that big at 168. So the bottom line is I think at 160, it's an equal fight. And I think this fight will basically be a 160-pound fight. Of course, Charlo can come in and whatever he wants, but the closer he comes in to 168, I think is a detriment. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Back with Boxing's PAC, Socrates Palmer after the break.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8 Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days,
and you don't even have to clean or fix anything.
There are no commissions or closing costs,
no agents, no open houses,
and no banks to deal with. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST. That's 1-800-735-5327. Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer. SellFast is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You should have ran the car accident tape. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Car accidents left and right. Kenny Rainford, Socrates having some. I mean, it's just been, like a train wreck. But this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing. Stick with me for the next 20 minutes. Of course, we're talking boxing. We are 1 week away from, I mentioned this a little bit earlier, Canelo Alvarez and Jermell Charlo. Of course, Jermell Charlo, 35, 1-1, a young man, I think, that has the physical attributes to beat Canelo Alvarez. People say to me, oh, come on. You just don't like Alvarez. No, the bottom line is Alvarez hasn't fought black guys for a reason. Ooh, did I really say that? Yes, I did. Because the bottom line is I think that the Charlo brothers, both the Charlo brothers, have the style and the wherewithal, I think, if they've got the intestinal fortitude, to beat a fighter of Canelo Alvarez's stature. What I'm trying to say is that Canelo's not the greatest fighter of all time, not the greatest boxer of all time. I mean, granted, he's been good for the game the past 3 or 4 years. He's been the pound for pound king without a doubt, but guess what? His star has faded. Now, as I said, 1 week away, let's bring in Socrates Palmer once again. And of course, Sock, 1 week away, 35-1-1. Of course, Canelo, 59-2. Of course, the last fight, the last loss was Dmitry Bivol. Never looked for a rematch here. Talked a lot of smack, but never really wanted it, right?
And he's a smart guy. I mean, he knows that he'll never beat someone like Dmitry Bivol. You know, Better BF is getting older by the day. He probably has a better chance of against Better BF, but, you know, he's not a light heavyweight. I mean, and he had the pipe dream of going up to cruiserweight. He fought to fight the champion at the I was from Africa. I can't remember his name exactly, but he has a tall task at hand. I'm in the minority. I think that Jermell Charlo. Well, you're also with me, Jermell Charlo. Is a live underdog. You know, he can fight. You know, he's brash. I think the biggest question is, how is he going to handle Canelo's punching power, who's, you know, one of the biggest punchers in boxing.
And that's 2 weeks away, not 1 week away. 1 week away, of course, next week's fight is going to be Zil Zhang and Joe Joyce, the rematch, right?
Yes, in the UK. That should be an interesting matchup.
It should pack the house, and I think Joe Joyce, of course, is about as fluid as a 95-year-old man as far as his robotic style is concerned. So I really don't think he's I can't see him improving. Can you?
I think he is what he is. You know, he's a guy that's he's in good shape. You know, he carries his punching power late in fights, takes a good shot, but he can't get away from Zhang. Zhang's shots were crispy and down the middle that night. And I think with the confidence, the way he beat Joyce kind of easily, I think he's going to bring that into the fight. I don't think that the home field advantage is going to mean anything. And I see Zhang taking him out, maybe stopping him.
You know, if Zhang fought for the heavyweight title, more people will watch that fight, I think, than any fight in the world because of the fact that there's so many televisions in China. And the reason why I know this is because when we did that, we did a pay-per-view deal with China, and I remember we were fighting back and forth, and Harold Smith said to me, he sent me into the room, he said, you better not come out of there without less than 3.5 cents per buy, right? So I was in there, and these guys are beating me around, this and that. Some old Chinese man tells me, Mr. Fernandez, do not let little money stand in the way of big money. I said, so how much you offer me? He goes, a penny. So I said, how about 1.5? He said, no, a penny. He goes, we're not going to move on that. So I went back out and told Harold. He said, cool. He didn't expect much more. He sent me in there under false pretenses. All he was expecting was a penny, but he wanted me to fight for 3.5.
Wow, you told me that story before. That's such a great quote. Never let a little bit of money get in the way of big money.
Never, Mr. Fernandez, do not let little money stand in the way of big money. But no, I mean, I think more eyes would be on the fight worldwide because they've got a billion people. If they had a billion people over there 25, 30 years ago, I think their population has gone up just a little bit since then. But as far as Zhang's concerned, it's sort of like the heavyweight champion. I mean, he's going to – listen, there's a chance he gets knocked out against Francis Ngannou. I know you don't think – you think it's Slim and none and Slim's out of town, but there's a chance he gets knocked out against Ngannou. If he gets knocked out against Ngannou, he should no longer be the world heavyweight champion because of the fact that this is a boxing match. And any time the heavyweight champion stepped into the ring – in boxing history, I go back a ways, but any time the heavyweight champion stepped in the ring, his title was on the line.
I agree. And there's no way that – I mean – if the miracle of all miracles happens, if Ngannou happens to beat Tyson Fury, how can you ever justify Tyson Fury as the lineal champion, as the heavyweight champion? It just, it would be a farce, you know? And for a guy making his pro boxing debut to do that to the guy who's considered the man, a heavyweight, it's, you know. But like I think, like I said before, I think it's a far stretch. You know, I'm happy that Francis is getting paid some good money, and I believe Tyson Fury, unless he comes straight from the bar, there's no way Ngannou is even competitive.
Doesn't have to be competitive. All he has to do is land one.
Well, yeah, that's true. I mean, and Tyson has shown that you can – I mean, is Francis Ngannou, let's keep it real, he's probably as skilled as Deontay Wilder, and we know Deontay Wilder landed on Tyson Fury. So, you know, anything can happen. But I just can't see it, man. I think Tyson Fury is going to light him up like a White House Christmas tree, like a wise man says.
I'm going to go off subject just for a minute because I'm behind the auto workers that are on strike. I'm behind the writers down there in Hollywood as well. But the auto workers are on strike, and the CEO of GM, they put her on the spot. I think it was a lady. They put her on the spot the other day. She makes $30 million a year, and she's bitching about what some automaker makes.
Wow. That's...
So she was like screaming, she was like, I didn't know what she did. I put that. She didn't know how to answer it. How can you answer that when you're telling somebody that's trying to get medical care and things like that for their family, trying to get a good work plan, a good working wage, and you make $30 million a year?
What happened to Detroit? I mean, back then those jobs.
What happened to Detroit? What happened to Detroit was Japan came along. And Detroit dropped the ball, without a doubt. I mean. When I was a kid, there was 98% of the car market was controlled by the United States and Detroit. Probably now it's probably less than 50. Probably, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't buy American cars. I've got a 2007 Honda. We talked about that. It's like almost 17 years old. It's got 294,000 miles on it, and it has an air conditioner that blows hard. It's still going.
Hey, I've never bought an American car. In 20 years as a motorist, and I can't see myself doing it. You know, it's... the quality is not there, you know. Japan and Korea, they've taken it, they've taken the ball and ran with it, and they're not giving it back.
Well, let's not talk cars for a second. Let's go back to the heavyweight picture just for a second. If Oleg Usyk, I said it earlier, if Oleg Usyk was worth 10 cents before the Dubois fight, how much is he worth now?
I don't think his stock dropped at all.
I
don't think so. I mean. If they want to do a Dubois rematch, they might as well.
No, you don't do a Dubois rematch. No, no. You can't. Listen, once the sin's been done, you can't undo the sin. And by giving him a rematch, I think that Dubois will come in, he'll tank it, or, you know, I mean, Dubois had his shot right there. I don't know if he really realized he was going to have that shot, but the shot came and the referee took it from him.
I mean, a lot of people felt that he quit, you know, when...
But you would quit, too, if you knocked somebody out and they didn't give it to you. This is what you guys don't understand, is that you're sitting there and you're watching yourself get screwed. You know what I'm saying? You can't believe it. And it takes so much out of you emotionally that you just say, F it. I'm done.
But still, it's like you got to push forward. You got to persevere. I think Usyk was kind of milking it. You know, it took like a page out of Ric Flair, and, you know, he's just milking the low blow. He took his 5 minutes. I think he took advantage of Pabon's mistake.
I know. And much like John Ruiz took advantage of Joe Cortez's mistake, that sort of began the legacy of John Ruiz, or I used to call him Auntie Louise at the fights. I kid you not. We were at a David Tua fight. And he was like 4 or 5 rows in front of us. I kept yelling, Auntie Louise! And Johnny kept standing up and waving to the crowd.
Oh, boy. And What a colorful corner he had, Stoney.
Hey, Stoney's the one that got him. Stoney's probably his mouth is what probably got him the rematch.
Yeah, yeah, you know.
Because I was there at the post fight press conference. I think I interviewed him afterwards, and he was spitting all over the place. And I remember telling the dude, "Can you stop?" I tell people, "Hey, can you not spit on me?" That's what I told stories. It was like, "Can you not spit on me?" Because he goes, "Poof, poof, poof." Like, man, holy cow! Anyway, of course, hey, it was his mouth that made John Ruiz a zillion. John Ruiz made a lot of money.
I'm sure he did. I mean, he did, yeah. He fought Evander Holyfield.
Roy Jones.
I mean, you figure the cost of living, wherever he's from in Massachusetts, is not that, you know, it's pretty good. He was probably, outside of Vladimir Klitschko, probably the most boring heavyweight we've had in the last 30 years. But he was successful. You know, he's got a good resume. And he made his money, and I hope he's kept most of it, which is more important.
Okay. Back to 135 pounds, of course, everybody's talking about the lightweight division, Shakur Stevenson, the heir apparent to greatness era, can you really give him the crown right now? Say he's without head and shoulders above the rest of the guys at 135. Can you really say that?
No. I think he's got the most potential, and you'd probably look at him and say, you know what, he's probably the guy that you only fight unless you have to, you know, because his defense. He has never shown any chinks in the armor. To me, I still got to give it to Tank Davis. I think he's the man at 135 until proven otherwise. But tonight, we actually may have one of the best-kept secrets at 135. And on the Zone, the Golden Boy show, William Cepeda, who's 28-0, who fights. He's a great TV fighter. It's Mesocito Hesta from the Philippines, you know, part of the big Mexican Independence Day weekend. It's always a good fight. And Will Cepeda, if people haven't seen him, I think he's must-watch TV. He is top 10 in all the sanctioning bodies. And I believe that eventually he's going to get in the mix, probably with Tank Davis or Devin Haney. Or Shakur Stevenson.
Okay, speaking of Devin Haney, he's supposed to defend at home, I think, in November or December here in the City by the Bay, San Francisco. I take that back, defend, moving up to 140, taking on Rageous Progress. Is Progress the betting favorite there?
I believe he is. And the Haneys, you know, they weren't too impressed by Regis Prograis, and they look at him as an easy fight. And that could be a mistake. You know, Regis Prograis is someone who is a serious fighter. I think he kind of had an off night, but I think they looked at the fight, his last fight against the Puerto Rican fighter, who was a real mover. Devin Haney is a mover, and I think he's going to try to frustrate Prograis. But Regis is a complete fighter. I think he had an off night. And I think the people that are picking Haney are selling Prograis short.
The more and more I look at Jermell Charlo and Canelo Alvarez 2 weeks from today, the more and more I look at it, the more and more I think that Charlo's got a hell of a shot to win. I mean, he's got the physical attributes. He's taller. He's a little bit faster. I mean, you name it. If you go down the list, he's got the attributes, except for the fact hasn't fought at 168.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, Canelo's kind of hit a wall. He hasn't evolved as a fighter. You know, when he fought Floyd, I mean, he was green as guacamole, right?
10 years ago,
cut the ring off. Yeah, and he couldn't cut the ring off, and he really hasn't improved. He's the same guy since he's, you know, from way back. He was dangerous if you stand in front of him, right? Still, you know, very fast hands. Deceptive defense, but his feet are in cement. And I think you're going to see Charlo use his legs a lot. I think he can win this fight if he doesn't let his ego get in the way.
Okay, last question for you. I got this text this week. Should Evander Holyfield, should we look at his record and say he was a great fighter, or look at his record and say that he was a cheat?
Ooh, that's a loaded question. Wow. Evander Holyfield was never in a boring fight. And you know, you say he's a cheat. Only he knows exactly when he started using PEDs, right? Was it when he was in the Olympics? Was it, you know, when he moved up
from cruiserweight to heavyweight?
Yeah, you know,
he didn't look that good against Vitor Belfort.
Oh God, that was sad. Yeah, that was you know, but I mean, the war against Dwight Muhammad Kwawi on Worldwide Sports, which was one of the greatest fights I ever saw. He, at light heavyweight.
Listen, I mean, he was my Olympic classmate. I mean, we were in the same Olympic training camp together. I love Evander Holyfield. I'm just trying to say is that
nice man. You
got to realize that, you know, he probably wouldn't have got where he got without cheating. But you have a great weekend. Take care of the kid. Kiss the wife. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, brother. I love you. All the best.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
When you say those things with the violence behind them, I mean, that sense of intimidation, do you do that by design? I mean, clearly, there's no question, Mike, you guys come into the ring and they are scared to death.
You only scare people from hitting them. You don't scare them from just looking at them and mocking them down and tracking them. I mean, you have to hit them. That's when they come intimidated. They're not intimidated. Once they get hit, then they become intimidated.
Iron Mike, of course, talking some smack this week about Floyd Mayweather, and Floyd deserves it. Floyd, in my opinion, is just not the superstar that he wants himself to be. Of course, Williams the Beta tonight taking on Mercedo Guesta. Guesta, of course, a Filipino lad with a 34-3-3 record, 17 KOs. I think we did a fight with him back in like the 90s in Sacramento, California. He's been around a long time. But Zepeda, probably the hottest fighter right now, not really known. Sort of the unknown fighter that's hot, right? But straight up, that's a good fight tonight. Of course, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Now, if I said tomorrow I wanted to bring on Kenny Rainford, I said I wanted to do that today, right? And that didn't work out. So we're looking to bring on Kenny tomorrow. We're looking to bring on the retired HBO godfather Larry Murch tomorrow. Stitch Duran might spend some time with us tomorrow. 2 weeks from tomorrow will be Dennis Rappaport, the former manager of Jerry Cooney. Of course, him and Mike Jones made almost $1 billion to Cooney, so we'll talk with him in depth in a couple of weeks about Jerry Cooney's career. Ring Talk has been a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Twitch TV, as well as WBC TV. Thank you so much for tuning in. And the jacket is down there in Texas. This is a rough one.